we're back to seeing a bit of that interesting price action where things don't exactly add up out there. We saw a bit of it last week before everything fell back into line, and we're seeing it again this week. That is to say, we're seeing signs of deterioration in risk sentiment as reflected best through U.S. equities, but at the same time, the U.S. dollars continues to slide. The price action is somewhat perplexing given the fact that the risk-off flow normally invites safe haven bids into the U.S. dollar, but ultimately, we wouldn't read too much into this and fully expect the U.S. dollar to start making a comeback if the risk liquidation continues. It could be that the FX market doesn't want to get sucked into the selling in stocks that never really seems to be anything more than a hiccup before demand comes racing back in. It could also be because the Fed has sent a message that should be effectuating a weaker dollar via its inflation communication, a message that is also risk supportive. But again, we don't think this message will continue to inspire dollar selling if investors aren't buying into it as much as they have in the past, especially with this latest jump in inflation really challenging Fed credibility. Key standouts on today's calendar include inflation reads out of the UK, Eurozone, and Canada, the ECB Financial Stability Review, and the Fed minutes late in the day. The Fed minutes shouldn't have any major impact on price action, especially when considering the fact they are so dated and haven't accounted for the recent uptick in inflation. So while the minutes should lean dovish and have more confidence in talking down inflation risk, all of this will mean a whole lot less, with the picture changing quite a bit since the minutes were prepared. If anything, we actually think this sets up the balance of risk to be leaning in the US dollar's favor, given how dovish the market is already expecting the minutes to be. That's all for now.